KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Iowa strength and conditioning coach Chris Doyle says all of the Hawkeye football players have the equipment they need to train for next season. With the campus shut down, players are taking classes and working out at home.
Nobody's on a bodyweight-only program. Everybody has something. They have a kettlebell, a dumbbell, weighted vest. Everybody has something at this point. The first 3 weeks, we had some guys training on a bodyweight-only program. But now that we've been in it a little bit longer, we've been able to do a better job of establishing good training environments.
Doyle says the players are using the same training methods that they use on campus.
We do have a significant amount of guys that have access to facilities, a significant amount of guys that have barbells, racks. They're in garages. There's a very small number of guys that only have access to limited equipment. You'd be surprised. You know, these guys have some, they're showing some initiative in order to get into training situations.
Doyle says the players have been forced to adapt to continue their training.
Everybody in college football is experiencing the exact same challenges, and we have to do it better than everybody else. All right, stress and adversity tends to break the weak and strengthen the strong. You know, so it's our job to create an advantage for Iowa football. As we come out of COVID, it's our job to have developed routines, habits, okay, and the necessary resolve that galvanizes us.
Doyle says one difference is he does not have as much access to the players from a distance.
And quite frankly, there's NCAA limitations on the amount of contact. We can have contact with them, but we can't face-to-face coach. We can't demand that they send videos. We can't hold them accountable to a Zoom workout, so to speak, where we watch it. That's not allowed right now by NCAA. So what it comes down to is, and we have to communicate and connect at a very high level. We have to talk to the guys constantly, and that's really a challenge.
Oregon women's basketball star Sabrina Ionescu and Iowa wrestler Spencer Lee shared the Sullivan Award as the country's top amateur athlete. Ionescu swept every major women's basketball award, including being a unanimous choice as the AP Player of the Year. She had an NCAA record 26 career triple-doubles and was the first NCAA player, men's or women's, to reach 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists. Lee was 18-0 for the Hawkeyes this year as a junior before the season was stopped. The 125-pounder won NCAA titles his first two seasons. Well, the NCAA has announced that its Board of Governors supports a plan that gives athletes the ability to cash in on their names, images, and likenesses as never before and without involvement from the association, schools, or conferences. Ohio State President and Board Chairman Michael Drake called it an unprecedented move by the NCAA. The next step is for membership to draft legislation by October 30th. Plenty of details still need to be worked out, including how to ensure that these sponsorship deals aren't being used as improper inducements to recruits. A formal vote will be taken by schools at the next convention in January, and new rules will go into effect no later than the 2021-22 academic year. The first sporting event in the state of Iowa is set for May 8th at the Knoxville Raceway. The track will host World of Outlaws Sprint Car event. John McCoy is race director and says fans won't be allowed, but they can watch the show online.
Not having a fan show is just something that really it hurts us because our fans are so important to us, but it's such a baby step to try to get going. We hope they understand. I know people really look forward to coming to the races, but they can rent this race.
McCoy says the event will be run by the World of Outlaws.
We rented the track out to the World of Outlaws, so we're not even having employees here. Anything. It's all going to be ran by the World of Outlaws, and they've hired people that's very educated with the CDC requirements, and every step is being taken to keep the infield clean and people apart.
McCoy says in an industry that relies on fans, it's not what they would prefer, but it is a good way to get things started.
And that's what we was hoping the fans will understand, is it's a baby step, and I've heard that used on several other uses or outdoor sports, and if we get these things going, the quicker we get to go to have maybe a 25% fan crowd or a 50%. We just don't know where it's going to end up, but everybody has to understand that we don't want to set dark and just kind of become irrelevant. It's too easy just to hang up at this season. We don't want to do that.
The World of Outlaws late model series will run at the Boone Speedway with no fans on May 15th. Well, the leading plan for hockey coming back this summer involves playing at a few empty NHL arenas to finish the season and award the Stanley Cup. Unknowns about the coronavirus have kept the league working on multiple scenarios. A person familiar with discussions tells the Associated Press the most aggressive timetable would have players returning to their home rinks as early as May 15th, followed by a training camp in June. The regular season, featuring some, if not all, 31 teams, would then begin in July, with the Cup awarded in September. Several Major League Baseball teams have announced ticket refund policies for games not played through May because of the virus outbreak. The Cleveland Indians have offered a 10% bonus credit for fans who want to apply what they're paid to future games. The Boston Red Sox extended a similar bonus credit to season ticket holders. Spring training was suspended on March 12th, and the regular season was delayed from its scheduled March 26th start because of the new coronavirus pandemic. A revised schedule has not yet been announced. MLB is exploring many options to play this year if it's deemed safe. The Tampa Bay Rays are the first Major League Baseball team known to plan furloughs of some full-time employees because of the pandemic. That's according to a person familiar with the decision, who told the Associated Press the temporary cost-cutting measures will take effect on Saturday. The LPGA Tour is pushing back the restart of its season at least another month. The target now is a tournament in Michigan on July 15th through the 18th, and that depends on whether it's safe to return. The tour was hopeful of resuming June 19th through the 21st in Arkansas. Commissioner Mike Wann says it's not about being the first sport to be back, but being safe. And he says the next three events on the new schedule in Michigan, Ohio, and New Jersey will only be played if the coronavirus situation allows for it. The season-ending event in Florida would end on December 20th. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the future of sports after the coronavirus pandemic might mean fewer international events. In a letter to Olympic officials and athletes worldwide, Bach says the current health crisis will lead to long and deep economic crisis, which will affect sports. He says governments must include sport in their economic support programs so it can be part of a worldwide recovery. The head of the IOC's Coordination Commission for the Tokyo Olympics says he disagrees with suggestions by some scientists and doctors that a vaccine for COVID-19 is needed to hold the Games. John Coates says the advice from the World Health Organization is to continue to plan for the 2021 Olympics, and he says that's what we're doing. The president of the Japan Medical Association said Tuesday it would only be possible for the Olympics to go ahead in July of 2021 if infections were under control, not only in Japan, but globally. Iowa native Shelby Houlihan has accepted that she must wait another year for her Olympic opportunity. The native of Sioux City set an American record last year with a fourth-place finish in the 1,500-meter run at the World Championships, and after winning four of five indoor races, seemed poised to make the U.S. squad that would compete at the Tokyo Olympics. That was before the Games were moved to next year due to the pandemic.
Leading up to it, a lot of things were starting to get canceled or postponed, and so I knew it was probably coming. Obviously, it was pretty disappointed just because I felt like I had put in a lot of good quality work in so far this year, and I felt like I was in a good spot to continue to keep the ball rolling and going into this summer, but I'm trying to be as optimistic about it as possible.
Houlihan is training in Portland, Oregon, and with no meets on the horizon, is trying to take advantage of the downtime. She says with the Olympics scheduled for next year, it gives her a goal to shoot for.
Anytime you have some type of goal in mind is a good thing, and even though it feels like it's so far away at the moment, it's still in the back of my mind, and it's still motivation to keep training pretty hard, and because sometimes, the Olympics a year or so from now is a hard thing to be excited for. It feels really far away.
Houlihan was a double winner at the last two U.S. championships that were held at Drake Stadium. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has reduced his salary to zero, according to a person familiar with the move. The person told the Associated Press that Goodell voluntarily had his salary reduced this month. He makes upward of $30 million a year from salaries and bonuses. Other NFL employees will be taking pay cuts or furloughs due to the coronavirus pandemic. The league is implementing tiered reductions in base salary, beginning with the pay period ending May 22nd. The reduction will be 5% for workers up to the manager's level, 7% for directors, 10% for vice presidents, 12% for senior vice presidents, and 15% for executive vice presidents. In a memo sent to league office staffers, Goodell also said no employee earning a base salary of less than $100,000 will be affected by these reductions, and no employee's salary will be reduced below $100,000 by those reductions. Chiefs cornerback Bashaud Breeland faces a total of 5 charges, including resisting arrest and drug possession after he was seen smoking marijuana in South Carolina. A York County Sheriff's deputy drew his gun on Breeland, who is also charged with resisting arrest. He was released on more than $2,000 bond after spending more than 9 hours in jail. He had an interception and a team-high 7 tackles in the Chiefs' Super Bowl win over San Francisco in February. Former Packers quarterback Brett Favre says Aaron Rodgers was surprised by Green Bay's decision to draft a quarterback in the first round. Favre said Wednesday on the Rich Eisen show that he had spoken with Rodgers since the Packers traded up 4 spots in the first round to take Utah State's Jordan Love with the 26th overall pick in the draft on Thursday. Rodgers has 4 years remaining on his contract, but Favre also told Eisen that his gut tells him the 2-time MVP won't finish his career in Green Bay. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.